Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain are already locked in head-to-head combat. Despite her delegate shortfalls, Hillary Clinton still insists that she, not Obama, should be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee.
Who would be the best president and who would be the stronger candidate against Senator McCain? I believe I am.
Clinton's pleas come amid fading chances. Lawyers for the Democratic National Committee say that only half of the combined 368 delegates from Michigan and Florida may be seated at the party nominating convention. The DNC penalized those states for holding primaries before the party said they could. The party could make a final determination May 31st. One of Clinton's most visible supporters now says the Clinton-Obama contest for so-called superdelegates is effectively over. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell on Bloomberg TV.
I'm a realist, and I think most likely the superdelegates will give Senator Obama the votes he needs. It's very unlikely that Senator Clinton can prevail.
Meanwhile, in the battle between the two parties, Republican John McCain has broadened his attacks on Obama.
Now, why is it that Senator Obama wants to sit down with the president of Iran, but hasn't yet sat down with General Petraeus, a leader of our troops in Iraq?
Obama reacted to that barb by stating that McCain and the Republican Party's strategy in Iraq is a failure. The Democratic frontrunner also made fun of a Phoenix, Arizona closed-door fundraiser for McCain by President Bush.
No cameras, no reporters, and we all know why. Senator McCain doesn't want to be seen hat in hand with the president whose failed policies he promises to continue for another 4 years.
John McCain fueled running mate speculation last Sunday by having dinner with former rival Mitt Romney, Florida Governor Charlie Crist, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.